Hello, welcome to the English News Amateur Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, yesterday, the chairman of the Three People's Committee, Nguyễn Thị Hiền, head of the Steering Committee for 2025 Military Civilian Debt, together with leaders of City Military Headquarters, Bình Thủy District, Hòa Hảo Medic Cần Thơ General Hospital, and representatives of relevant departments, agencies, and units came to inspect and survey the actual constructions and locations for the 2025 Military Civilian Debt. Delegation inspected the project to set a Vietnamese record symbolizing the city with the flower pot measuring 14 meters high and long at Bình Thủy District Square, and the project to upgrade rural traffic routes along Ngã Ngánh Canal in Bình Dương A area Long Tuyền Ward, which was upgraded from the old 3-meter degraded road to the 4.5-meter road, chaired by Major General Vũ Cao Quân, mobilizing funds from Hòa Hảo Medic Cần Thơ General Hospital and sponsors and constructor contributors. After inspection, both projects were more than 90% completed. The remaining work will be completed before January 10, 2025, so that the military civilian debt can take place smoothly and achieve the highest efficiency. Next, delegation also surveyed the main location for cultural and artistic activities at Bình Thủy District Square and the location for organizing free medical examination and medicine at Long Tuyền 2 Primary School. After reviewing the actual situation, delegation agreed to choose two locations to organize the military civilian debt 2025 activities and the medical examination point, at the same time requesting the relevant department agencies and localities to pay attention to preparing facilities, ensuring electricity, lighting, strengthening environmental sanitation, ensuring the best organization of the military civilian debt 2025 in a joyful and meaningful way. This morning, the Military Radio and Television Center held a preliminary review of propaganda work in the Mekong Delta in 2024 and 1 year of broadcasting the live by the Mekong River program. During the past year, the Military Radio and Television Center produced 500 news reports, equivalent to nearly 700 minutes of broadcasting to serve the Vietnam National Defense Television Channel, VOV-VTV, closely coordinated with military units, Sáng Station, in the areas, especially in Military Zone 9, Coast Guard, Navy Region 5. In addition, 22 television magazines by the Mekong River were produced with specialized content on the southwest. In 2025, the board will carry out more propaganda content, focusing on promoting the role of constructive journalism and solution journalism in discovering and embracing new factors, good people, good deeds, typical and advanced officers and soldiers, military units, to inspire the entire military force and masses in the course of building and defending the nation. Under the official spot number 5328 of the City People's Committee on the implementation of eliminating temporary and dilapidated houses, the Department of Labor, Invalids and Social Affairs coordinates with the Department of Construction and People's Committee sub-districts to review and synthesize the need to eliminate temporary and dilapidated houses for poor and near poor households, as well as households with meritorious services to the revolution who also lack of housing in 2024. Tân An Ward and Kiều District has just organized a propaganda campaign and carry out a general environmental cleaning to welcome the success of party congress of party South towards welcoming party congresses at all levels towards the 14 National Party Congress. About 200 youth union members and local people from the Youth Union of Office of Kinshasa City People's Committee, Department of Construction, Department of Science and Technology, the Youth Union of Faculty of Social Sciences and Humanities, and the Youth Union of Nguyen Binh Khiêm High School participated in the general environmental cleaning on Võ Văn Tần Nguyễn Thái Học Street, Châu Văn Liêm Nguyễn An Ninh Street, Ninh Kiều Park, Hoàng Văn Thụ Embankment, and so on. That's all for the International Japanese Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.